Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Emotional maturity. The 12 steps should finally lead to a spiritually awakened person who has found some degree of detachment from their own emotional, narcissistic responses. We all get easily hooked, easily snagged by often temporary or even irrational things. The word emotion means a movement. It's a body-based reaction in the moment that snags you immediately and urgently and feels like you. Because the body carries all our shame, our childhood conditioning and memories, our guilt, and our previous hurts, the addictive patterns of our emotions can be very hard to unhook. Emotions must be felt. Their honest message must be heard. Only then can we release ourselves from their fascination over us. They are necessary weather vanes to help us read situations quickly and perhaps in depth. Albeit, the ego loves to hold on to such emotions to justify itself, defend itself, and assert its power. Until we have found our spiritual center and ground, most of our emotional responses are usually too self-referential to be helpful or truthful. If an emotion does not help us read a situation better and more truthfully, we must let it go for our own well-being. We must take the risk of fully feeling the emotion, learn its important message, and then have the presence and purpose to detach from that fascinating emotion. This is the gift and power of an emotionally mature person. Always visualize the soul as vast, spacious, and plentiful. The sun at the center of this place radiates to every part. God has given it such dignity. This is your soul. This is God in you. This is your true self. A person who lives freely from the true self is present to life in the full range of emotions. There is something in us that is not touched by coming and going, by up and down, by for or against, by totally right or totally wrong. This part of us is patient with both goodness and evil, exactly as God is. It does not rush to judgment or demand closure now. Rather, it stands vigilant and patient in the tragic gap that almost every moment offers. Vast, silent, restful, and resourceful, God in us receives and also releases all these comings and goings. The soul refuses to be pulled into emotional and mental tugs of war that form most of human life. To look out from this untouchable silence is what we mean by contemplation. Here, presence is a grace offered in each moment. Presence seems to be something received that comes to us through a kind of willingness more than through some forceful effort. In this sense, we naturally come to understand the importance of practices, contemplation, meditation, and prayer. Practice when it is easy, and it will be there for you when it is hard. Rest in this knowing. Face the feeling tone. It's true, we can't help unpleasant, pleasant, or neutral feelings arising when one or more of the six senses have made contact with an object. We multiply the intensity of feeling every time we move away from something pleasant or unpleasant. We create a vicious cycle of craving and aversion. We can help how we experience our emotions. They are created by our unconscious and conscious thinking and conditioning. We suppress our uncomfortable feelings of vulnerability. Toxic emotions will disappear and non-toxic thinking will start to arise in our hearts. Things will arise and we will not identify with them as me, mine, or I. There will be no judgments, interpretations, or stories about what we have just perceived. We will see the bigger picture and not be caught by the clash of the senses, not react to whatever we have made contact with. The heart and mind will accept all of it without protesting. When we protest, toxic emotions begin to emerge. Our hearts well up with toxins because we push away our painful feelings. When we turn toward our experience, we will often find feeling tones of sensations in the body. If we have the courage to face the feeling tone, we will discover there is nothing there, no I or me, just a flow of sensations that may be painful, pleasurable, or neutral. Wisdom teaches that the emotions are, in fact, the primary culprits that obscure and confuse the heart. The mark of personal authenticity is how honestly we can look at where emotions are coming from and spot the elements of clinging, manipulation, and personal agendas that make up so much of what we experience as our emotional life today. Intense feelings arising out of personal issues are known as the passions, and we can learn to spot these landmines and get free of them before they do serious psychic damage. Passions are a diminishment of being. It means falling into passivity, into a state of being acted upon. Instead of enlivening the heart, the real damage inflicted by the passions is that they divide our heart into two. The heart is not the seat of our personal affective life, or even ultimately our personal identity, but an organ for the perception of divine purpose and beauty. Finding the way to where our true heart lies is the great journey of spiritual life. The core practice for cleansing the heart, for restoring the heart to its organ of spiritual seeing, is the path of kenosis, of letting go. The real heart of emotion is the willingness to let go, to sacrifice your personal drama, the letting go at that level, so that you can begin to see. Rest in this knowing. The inner process of discipleship. An unconscious energy is stored in the body and secretly influences our behavior and decisions. We have to find out what this is in order to be able to let it go. As we become aware of the shadow side of our personality, we realize that we cannot manage our own lives. Can I join God in knowing who God knows me to be? Can I join God in seeing who God sees me to be? This is salvation. In order to do this, I have to let go of my own present way of seeing things, and I discover I can't. We are afraid to lose the control that we think that we have over the life that we think that we're living, and we're addicted to what binds us. Out of the depths, I cry unto Thee, O Lord. Is this possible, that I could place my life over into Your hands? Then the mystery of the cross is this mystery of being liberated from this deep addiction to the illusion of an ultimately isolated self that has to make it on its own. To realize I'm in the presence of the love that loves us and takes us to itself. Through that inner process of discipleship, or whatever we want to call it, we have to come to true sobriety, the peace of God that surpasses understanding. We are made for love. Our natural abiding place is love. And we, in fact, are love. Our absolute foundation is communion with God and others. This is the deepest me to which we must return before we act. When triggered by strong emotions, it is very difficult to come from that deep place of yes. The next time you are offended, consider it a teachable moment. Ask yourself what part of you is actually upset. It's normally the false or smaller self. And at that point, it becomes what is rightly called our pain body, an accumulated pain, a negative energy field that occupies your body and mind. By doing healing work and by practicing meditation, we learn to stop identifying with the pain and instead calmly relate to it in a compassionate way. We have the power to say, "That's not me. I don't need that today. I have no need to feed this resentment. I know who I am without it." This is the primary way we learn to live in our true self, where we are led by a foundational yes. This is how we learn to navigate our emotions in a healthy way and find ourselves grounded more deeply in the love of God. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening on the earth. I'm listening on the earth. The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.